regional weather synopsis for the Northern Plains, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. A low-pressure system over the western Dakotas will be sliding slowly southeastward through Thursday, reaching Minnesota, Iowa, and eastern Nebraska late Thursday afternoon. A long front extension is well eastward across North Dakota and northern Minnesota. This will continue to kick off scattered showers and thunderstorms through the rest of this morning. The surface low and the front will be the focus for thunderstorm activity this afternoon through Thursday. Some of the storms could be severe this afternoon and tonight, mainly in North Dakota and Nebraska. High temperatures today will range from the 70s north to the 80s south and east. Lows tonight will be in the 50s and 60s. Highs Thursday will be in the 60s and 70s northwest, and in the 80s to lower 90s south and east.
Your National Weather Service forecast for the Siouxland. Blessed out today, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms likely through early this afternoon, then redeveloping by late this afternoon. Highs around 80. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80% tonight. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Thunderstorms likely, mainly before midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Thursday, partly sunny. A 30% chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Highs in the upper 80s. South winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Thursday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny. Slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then chance of showers after midnight. Lows around 60. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday through Monday, mostly clear. Highs around 80. Lows in the mid-50s. Monday night and Tuesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 60s. Highs in the mid-80s.
At 2 p.m., Sioux City had a partly sunny sky. The temperature was 77, and the dew point 70. The relative humidity was 79%. Wind was south at 12 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.90 inches and falling. Elsewhere in northwest Iowa, Orange City had light rain and 73. Sheldon had drizzle and 73. Spencer was cloudy and 79. Storm Lake had light rain and 77. Other temperatures around the region, in Nebraska and Iowa, Des Moines was partly sunny and 84. Cedar Rapids was mostly sunny and 80. Omaha had light rain and 78. Norfolk was partly sunny and 74. Into South Dakota and Minnesota, Yankton was partly sunny and 72. Sioux Falls had light rain and 72. Worthington was partly sunny and 73. Once again, at 2 p.m. in Sioux City, the sky was partly sunny with a temperature of 77.
The current time is 2:29 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Operating on the frequency of 162.475 MHz. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WXL-62, broadcasting from the transmitter near Lawton, Iowa. Our program originates from the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls and serves Sioux City and the surrounding Siouxland area.
This hazardous weather outlook is for southeast South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa, and northeast Nebraska. For today and tonight, thunderstorms. A weakening thunderstorm complex will be moving through southeast South Dakota and portions of northwest Iowa this morning and early this afternoon. These storms will not be severe, they will be weakening as they move northeast. An upper-level storm system currently over southwest Wyoming is forecast to move over the area late this afternoon and into the evening hours. That thunderstorm development should mainly be focused in the south-central portion of South Dakota this afternoon along the weak surface boundary. Scattered thunderstorms will spread toward the James River Valley this evening and Interstate 29 after sunset. The main threat from these storms will be strong winds, and a few storms may produce hail up to the size of nickels. The threat of severe weather will diminish greatly along and east of Interstate 29. From Thursday through Tuesday, there is a chance of thunderstorms early Thursday morning over portions of northwest Iowa and southwest Minnesota. These storms are not expected to be severe. There is also a chance of thunderstorms Thursday night north of Interstate 90 and west of the James River. These storms are not expected to be severe. Scattered thunderstorms are then expected to develop on Friday afternoon southeast of the line from Owyhee to Vermilion. These storms will move across northwest Iowa late Friday afternoon and Friday evening. Large hail and damaging winds will be possible with these storms. Spotter activation will be possible after 4 p.m. west of the James River Valley.